Chapter 3 Looking Glass Insects. Alice stood and looked carefully at the land in front of her. She noticed that there were some strange creatures about a mile away. They were putting their noses into flowers.
What are they? Thought Alice. Are they insects? If they are insects, then they are enormous. And they don't look like normal insects. And the flowers are huge too.
Alice thought for a minute. Then she decided.
I think that I'll run the other way.
She ran down the opposite side of the hill. And she jumped over the first of the six little rivers. A man put his head through the little window.
Show me your tickets, please, he said.
Alice was now sitting on a train, and there was a man opposite her. He was wearing a white paper hat, a white paper jacket, and white paper trousers. A goat was sitting next to him. The man and the goat both held up their huge tickets.
Where's your ticket, child?
Said the ticket man, looking angrily at Alice.
Yes! Show him your ticket!
Said many voices all at the same time.
I'm sorry, but I haven't got one, said Alice. There wasn't a ticket office.
But you can buy a ticket from the train driver, the man said.
Yes, the train driver sells tickets,
said all the voices. All this time, the ticket man was watching her very closely with a pair of binoculars. He suddenly said,
You're travelling the wrong way.
Then he closed the window and he went away.
You should travel the correct way, said the man with the white paper hat.
The goat closed his eyes and in a loud voice he said,
And she should know the way to the ticket office.
Then many more voices spoke. One voice said,
Send her back in a letter.
And another said,
She should pull the train.
One very small and quiet voice seemed to be very near her ear. It kept telling her to say something funny. Then it said,
I'm an insect. But I know that you won't hurt me, because you're a friend.
What insect are you? Asked Alice.
But the insect did not have time to answer, because there was a terrible noise from the train. Then the noise stopped, and one of the voices said,
Oh, it's only a river, and we have to jump over it.
The other voices seemed happy with this, but Alice was worried.
I think that the jump will take us to the fourth square, she thought.
Then she felt the train suddenly move up in the air. Alice sat quietly under a tree, while the gnat, the insect from the train, sat on the tree above her. It was about the size of a chicken, and it was moving its wings up and down.
Do you like insects? The gnat asked.
I like them if they can talk, Alice said. But none of them ever talk in my world.
Which ones do you love? Said the gnat.
I don't love any insects because I'm a little afraid of them, Alice explained. But I can tell you the names of some of them.
Names are good, But of course, in the forest down there, nobody has any names, said the gnat. Come on, quickly. Tell me some of the names. We don't have much time.
First, we have the horsefly, Alice began. It likes to attack horses.
Okay, said the gnat. There are some very interesting insects here.
The gnat told Alice about three very strange ones. The first was like a child's toy, and another had a cake for a body. The third had pieces of bread and butter for wings. A minute later, Alice suddenly noticed that the gnat was not there anymore. So she got up and started walking. She soon came to a field with a forest on the other side of it.
If things have no names in there, Alice thought, will I forget my own name?
Then she walked into the forest and she said,
it's nice and quiet here under this. Oh, what's it called?
Alice could not remember the word tree.
I don't think that it has a name.
She thought for a minute, and then she said,
oh, but who am I? What's my name? I must remember. I know that it begins with the letter L.
Suddenly, a young deer walked towards Alice. It stopped and looked at her with its big brown eyes.
Hello, said Alice. What's your name?
The deer asked Alice.
I don't know. I don't think that I have a name now, she said. What's your name? I can tell you soon if you walk with me. I can't remember here, said the deer.
And they walked together through the forest and out into another field. The deer jumped a little and it cried happily,
I'm a deer!
Then it suddenly looked very worried and it said,
and you are a child! Oh no!
And it ran away as fast as it could. Alice felt sad that her new friend was running away, but she was happy that she now knew her name again. It was Alice, of course.
Now, which way shall I walk next? She thought.
It was not a difficult question to answer. There were two signs, and both pointed the same way, back into the forest. One said, to Tweedledum's house, and the other said, to Tweedledee's house.
I think that they live in the same house, said Alice. I'll go there now. I need to get to the 8th square, because it's getting dark.
And she walked on the path back into the forest. A few minutes later, she went round a corner and was surprised to see two fat little men there.